Hartley. I am one of the directors of Icebreaker Festival. So Icebreaker Festival is a multi-venue indoor festival that promotes our local scene as well as the South Coast. This year, for example, we have 12 venues and we have 120 bands. Me, I've been on this music scene for 17 years now, I think it is. Most of our team have as well. I mean, four of us are in a band together, so we know the scene well. We also run a promotions company called Pilot Promotions, and we noticed that January, especially this sort of weekend of January, is always so busy, but there's nothing going on in the music scene. And aside from that, we felt that there was nothing in this town to celebrate the bands that we have. It purely promotes local music. You know, I think all of our artists are unsigned that are playing today. We just strive on giving them the exposure that they deserve. As a young, someone who grows up who wants to be a musician, they have like dreams and aspirations about playing in front of large audiences. I think Icebreaker is a really good platform to start that, because you wouldn't just have your friends just come watch you. You'll have people who randomly come into the venue as well watch you. So you have you expand it that way, and then the rest of the year is sort of set up for you. You have pretty much anything. I mean, in just about to go on now, the Wedge, we have a string quartet band, and then the first band on the deco was like a heavy metal band, and we have solo artists, we have an R&B act to run after these guys here, the Wedge. So we have a range of artists. Basically, this year we had 850 applications to perform at Icebreaker, which is a lot. We only had 120 slots, so you can see the predicament. So basically, we don't pick and choose who we feel has the best name or has the most likes, or, you know. We sit down and listen to every one of them, and we score them accordingly on things like their music and their professionalism. So basically, 2018 is a two-day festival. So we have a Friday night and a Saturday.
We're the Sweet Science Band. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You've been great.
Yeah, brilliant. It's so good. I mean, it's a great way for everyone to come together to obviously listen to music and stuff. So.
Transport Pollen.
I've loved it. It's been a really good day. I wish I could stay later.
I think the good thing about this festival is that there's so much diversity with all the bands and the music, which is really cool. It doesn't happen at a lot of festivals. A lot of them are a little bit more niche, but this one seems completely open to everything.
Bit of an intense.
Sorry, it took us a little while to get started. Quite a few things to set up. Where samples have you?
Paul Gummer.
Joe Carson, and band is Temples of Youth. Ooh. Dreamy?
Intense.
Melancholic? Is melancholic a word?
Yeah.
Melancholic. Melancholic.
Driving through the night.
Listening to kind of the same kind of music, but I quite big on like sort of female solo artists, sort of like Florence and the Machine and things like that. In terms of our actual music and what we kind of take from, I guess it's more sort of like Purity Ring and...
Yeah, I like Purity Ring and Wild Nothing, Beach House, Kate Bush. Our first band name was Shallow. And there were quite a few bands called Shallows, so there was a bit of a problem there. So we thought, we're going to have to just change it, because we liked how it sounded. Yeah, it just had something about it as well.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to describe, but it just had a vibe about it.
Yeah, we've got used to it now.
Yeah.
We met online. Paul put out an ad for a female singer, and I was kind of doing some solo acoustic stuff, but it wasn't really what I wanted to do. And I wanted to do something more band-like, and I saw it, and I just got in touch, and then luckily we seemed to kind of click and work together.
Yeah, and I think we were kind of finding our feet, finding our sound, and we've sort of done that over the last year, I think, so... I kind of just collect sounds that I like, and then put them into, like, backing tracks,
yeah.
And then we just kind of... get all these kind of different towns that we like and put them all together and then take away the bits that don't work and then end up with that, really. So
yeah.
I don't think we're kind of exactly like other bands that we like, but there's probably things in there that sound kind of similar to other.
I think London Grammar are very similar as well in terms of their like a proper band, like with, you know, everyone plays the instruments and they sort of play like their new song they've done with like an orchestra and things like that. Whereas we're very much a mix of some organic instruments but some electronic sound as well, so it's kind of different in that sense.
Yeah, we're going to London twice, Brighton, Bournemouth, Guildford, so that's cool, and then hopefully releasing a new track April-ish time.
Like, I'm fully in love with them now, and they're so gorgeous as people as well. Like, they're just beautiful.
I'm Billy.
I'm Sachin.
George.
Fahad. Together, we're Bella Spree.
Three words to describe our music.
Okay. Indeed.
Rock.
Nice.
Oh yeah, we were all quite drunk at Reading. We were like, oh, should we form a band? And we were like, yeah, let's do it. And then 5 months later, we were like,
I just booked a gig and made him show up. So I think technically it means brilliant mind.
A witty person.
Yeah, like there's lots of different words to use. But it's, I read it in a Hemingway book. His like memoirs about his time in Paris. And it's a fund Ezra Pound made for T.S. Eliot. So T.S. Eliot could stop working at, I think it was Lloyd's, and write poetry full time. I just read that and I like underlined it and kept it.
To be honest, if we could play Reading, that would fill one of my dreams. Yeah. Like, gig on Mars. Everyone's going to watch
like the
pyramids. Mars.
Like the actual pyramids.
Or play the pyramids. Yeah. We're on top of the pyramids.
Pyramids of Giza, yeah.
Everyone else.
That would be pretty cool. I don't know if our sound would fill it out.
Might need bigger amps.
I'll come see them again. I thought they were great.
They're so good, and they're really good performers as well. They get really into it, so it's really nice to see them enjoying themselves on stage. I